Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Warning, things are about to get intense. Like when you stare into the eyes of someone that you really like for a full minute straight without blinking. Intense! Intense heat! Lasting plump! From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York. Formulated with chili pepper! Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts. Available in 8 sizzling shades. Honestly, my favorite is hot honey and cocoa zing. I put it on my lips and honestly, it did sizzle them. It sizzled them right to the moon. They were plump and juicy and everyone was like, Nicole, can I? And I'm like, get in line. Can you take the heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you. Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time. Of Why Won't You Date Me, a podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though if you want me to stop talking, you can just put your dick in my mouth.
God.
Isn't that awful? My guest today, the person you just heard say, oh, God, has a show on Comedy Central called Corporate. It's very funny. I just watched an episode of it. You know him. You love. Oh, also, he hosts a show in L.A. called Good Heroin. It's on Saturday, every Saturday.
Yes.
At Stories, a bookstore in Echo Park. Matt Ingebretsen.
Hello, Nicole.
Did I do it right? Did I say it right?
Yes.
Oh, what a treat. What a dream. Sometimes, all the time, I butcher people's last names.
Me too. It is horrifying when you're hosting a show, too, to like go on stage and be like, and I forgot to ask them how to do it.
It's one of the reasons why I don't like hosting.
Yeah.
Because I forget credits. I mispronounce names.
I don't do credits anymore. I just say, and here's this next person.
I like that. I don't understand credits.
I know. Who
gives
a shit?
Because, like, what happens? Like, they're going to like me so much that they're going to, like, try to remember the credit to be like, I have to watch this person again?
They were on TV once. Now I like them. Before, I did
Before,
not.
Before, they were a piece of trash. But now, they're upscale trash because they've been on television. You're on TV.
I'm on TV.
How does it feel?
Feels pretty good.
Your billboards are fucking everywhere.
I know. That
it's
is strange. Yeah.
It's fun to drive by and be like, look, friends.
I every time I see one, I'm like, what is happening in my life right now? And I'm also, but I'm also struck with like, because this, I'm not even trying to be negative, may never happen to me again. Billboards in LA. There's a chance, like, who the fuck knows what'll happen in my
life? Who knows?
So I'm like looking at them like, appreciate this, Matt. Live life to the fullest. But I'm still usually not doing
Have you spent any amount of time hanging around below one to see if anybody goes, whoa!
Wow!
Like their eyes pop out and then they die because they're like, the person's
I'm having a heart attack!
He's big up there and my size here!
You killed me, Matt! Ingebretsen! No, I have not died. We had somebody take a photo of us below one, which felt cheap. We were like, hey, this is the most awkward thing. We're so sorry we're about to do this, but please take a photo of us because this will never happen again.
I like it. I think it's cute. Matt.
Yes.
You are in a relationship, yes?
Yes.
And you've been in a relationship for
4 years.
4 years. Mm-hmm. That's the length of high school. And you're in your senior year.
We're about to go to college. Are we going to stay together?
Oh, wow. That's the big question. Will you go to the same school? Were you on apps before you found your current partner?
Yes. And I found her on an app. We found each other on an app.
Which one?
Tinder.
Fuck.
Isn't that fucked up?
Yeah, I think I missed the part of Tinder where people meet and stay together.
Well, I don't know how it happened because we were both about done with it. Like, okay. I was at the point of Tinder where I was setting up dates walking distance from my house only. That was like a prerequisite.
Uh-huh.
And I was becoming bad at first dates. I was getting to the point where I was essentially interviewing them like podcast style.
Okay.
And just like, who are you? What do you do? What's your family life like? It's just like...
Wait, a first date question is what's your family life like?
Yes, Nicole. What do you talk about on a first date?
How many dicks I like to gobble? No, I don't think I've ever thought to ask. Well, I guess it's because I'm not like super close with my family.
Okay,
so I guess that wouldn't be on the docket of questions
it
for me.
It is borderline inappropriate to get into that on a first date, but I... Just almost in like a out of boredom would start kind of getting in, try to get in as deep as I could first date.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Partially because like first dates can be such a waste of time. And it's like,
yes. It
sucks to, you want to at least get, I want some sense that there's a chance here before I agree to a second date. And if we can't get into it a little bit, I don't have any faith in it.
Did you ask your current girlfriend about her family on the first date? Do you remember?
Yeah, I think so.
And she gave an answer good enough for a second date.
She passed the test.
She was like, I murdered my family.
She said, my...
On to the next question.
They're all dead. And that's good for me. I was like, great.
When did you decide that you wanted to go out on a second... Who asked who out on the second date?
I probably did, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we kissed on the first date.
Okay.
Which was cool.
Uh-huh.
That was a big breakthrough I made at some point in my 20s, because first kisses used to be so terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, like, oh, you could just say out loud, like, I want to kiss you. And then you don't have to try to, like, find the moment where, like, oh, we just made eye contact. Oh, no, she looked away. Should I go in? No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's nice to be asked, because anytime a face is coming closer to me, and I'm not sure it's happening.
Yeah.
My first instinct is to pull back and go, what are you doing? And
well,
then
it's
they're
crazy.
Like trying to kiss you. And you're like, well, I ruined it. Do you want to try now? Which has happened to me numerous times.
I totally empathize with, and this doesn't always happen, but often men or traditionally men go in for the kiss. And I can imagine it must feel crazy a lot of the times to be on the receiving end of that, especially if you're not sure if you want to do it or you just didn't see it coming at all. You were checking your phone and suddenly...
And then all of a sudden there's a face coming at you kind of slowly with their lips parted and eye closed.
Wrinkled
or
lips.
Or both eyes. Usually it's both eyes. A fun thing I like to do is when I'm kissing someone is to open my eyes to see what their face looks like, which is crazy because if anyone ever opened their eyes, they would just see me with my eyes.
How romantic. Deep eye contact while kissing.
That would be so scary if my eyes are open and then their eyes open.
We're
still kissing. But I'm waiting for that moment because that means I have to marry that person.
Yeah.
Because they want to know
nice.
What I look like. But don't you ever want to know what like a face
yes.
up close looks like when you're kissing
I'll
it?
I'll sneak a peek.
Do you?
Oh, sure.
Okay, great. I'm not alone. I feel like you're lying
no,
to me, though.
I'm not at all.
Okay.
I want to know.
Right. It's just everyone looks dumb kissing.
Yeah, because it's also like, yeah, you can't see. The angle you're at is so strange, too.
Mm-hmm.
Their face looks distorted. It looks like a fisheye lens or
yes,
something.
Yes, because it's so close to you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's my favorite thing to do.
First kiss, though. Pretty good. Can
it
be
was good.
Yeah. Or it's an immediate sign of like, no.
I've had some bad first kisses where I'm like, surely this will be better the next time.
Yeah.
And then it's not. And you're like, well,
I had a first
our
kiss.
Lips don't match.
I had a first and last kissed once where we were in the parking lot, actually behind Stories Books and Cafe where I do that show. We had gone on a date at El Prado
and we were kissing by or hanging out by like her car.
Mm-hmm.
And we like discussed that we'd like to kiss now. Mm-hmm. We signed the contract that you signed. And then she came in, and because I had my eyes open, tongue out, leading with the tongue.
No. No.
I wish you could see. The listeners won't be able to know this, but
you can imagine. But I think they can imagine.
Tongue out.
That's.
And then I received it.
And you opened your mouth right up to get that tongue?
Here it comes. Here comes the airplane.
Oh, I wish she had made noises. Like.
And then but it was too heavy of a tongue kiss for me, especially.
Okay.
Right off the bat. I like tongue, but yes. For a first contact,
mm-hmm.
I want it to mostly be lip.
I also want it to mostly be lip. But if you, like, sneak a little tongue
sure,
in.
Sure, of course.
Like, after, like, I don't know, 20 seconds of a kiss, then, absolutely. Okay, I guess we're going to make out now.
I'm not a
prude. But, like, you can't just start by making out.
It's psychotic.
That's too much.
Give me a peck. Give me a smooch.
A little smooch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of the worst kiss I ever had.
Also, real quick, on that story, that same time that we were kissing, and I've told this on stage before, but while we were making out, she noticed, it was very late, this man across the parking lot mm-hmm. sitting on the ground watching us, jerking off.
Yes! Yes! You gave him a show!
We did, and we didn't stop either. We did not stop.
See, okay.
Because we're good people.
You are good people. But honestly, this is where consent lines blur. Obviously, you didn't consent to have a man jerk off in front of you. But then you saw it and you were like, now we consent.
It would have been good if we gave him like a thumbs up.
Yes. Go to town, my friend. Where does jizz go when you don't have a home?
That's a great question, Nicole.
Where does the jizz go? When you don't have a home. Like, did he come on the sidewalk? Are we just stepping on tons of crusty jizz?
I think so.
Did he come in the street? Did he come in a dirty cloth?
He was sitting, like, legs out in front of him, mm-hmm. like, back against a wall.
Okay.
So I'm curious if he came onto himself or if he, like, tilted left or right to come onto the sidewalk.
I wonder. Seems... like, not a great situation.
No, it's not.
And I think this is one of the real reasons why we need to solve this homeless crisis.
Yes.
Just so everybody could jerk off indoors.
That's the main reason.
Also, like, a homeless lady, that's like a show. If she wants to fucking, like, rub one out.
Sure.
I guess you don't have to completely disrobe. But is that... I'm, like, trying to think of the logistics where I'm like, okay, so I guess I, like, pull them down kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're like... It's like, I think it's just easier to jerk off.
Yeah, but it's a problem. You're like exposing yourself. There's no way to not expose yourself in a terrible way.
You're right. Yeah. Well, you have a home.
I have a home.
I have a home too. So I guess we don't have to worry about that.
Thank God.
Unless we become homeless. But I do a podcast, so I'm rich in words.
You're rich and famous.
Okay. So before you found... your current partner on Tinder,
mm-hmm.
and you were like over Tinder, just setting up dates near your house.
I feel like I sound like a sociopath.
So funny.
Is it crazy? It was a little crazy, but it was mostly just, I was like, I would go through phases with Tinder where I'd go on a lot of dates mm-hmm. and then I'd be like, I can't do this anymore and mm-hmm. give up on it. And I was on the verge of giving up. And the step right before that was, well, if it's walking distance, who cares?
I'll just go.
Yeah.
I do a lot of dates at just like this shitty little dive bar where the bartender, every time I bring someone new there, she's like, maybe this one will work. And I'm like, cool. I'm glad you've noticed. But I mean.
Another thing that happened on that same date actually was we went to El Prado and. I walked in
mm-hmm.
and people I knew were at the bar and they were like, hey, how's it going? Mm-hmm. I was like, fuck. I'm like, I'm here on a first date. And they're like, cool. We're going to watch you as a joke. But then they just
They watched you.
They just watched me be on a first date.
Oh, that's very funny.
Hell.
I hardly run into people when I'm like out with friends or alone.
Yeah.
But I constantly run into people when I'm on dates.
Yeah.
Like, people I know, and then people have started to recognize me while I'm on dates,
And I feel like that makes men uncomfortable.
Yes.
Especially when they have to take a picture of me and someone who likes what I do. And then like leaving is very weird because then they're like, what was that like for you? And I'm like, well, what was it like for you? I
That's hell.
I mean, what a nice little humble brag, but it's gotten very strange.
I'll bet, because you are on Netflix now. You're on like a popular Netflix show.
I am. The children and the stoners like it, which I think is the people who fucking watch, like parents, children, and like stoners who are like, I smoked a blunt, and then y'all were crazy.
Do you feel like, and stop me if I'm repeating anything that's been discussed on this podcast before, that this is helping or hurting your dating life?
I have no clue.
Yeah.
I don't know. I only know if you know who I am if you tell me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'll wait till like an hour or two into the date to let me know. And I'm like, ooh, that maybe earlier would have been, you know, better. I don't know if it's helping or hurting.
Right. It's increasing your reach.
Yes, my engagement levels are really, you know, growing on the Tinder.
Yeah.
But it's been a little weird.
Yeah.
I don't know what people want from me.
I know. I feel mostly lucky that I'm in a relationship while I'm having a TV show because I think it would be confusing to be out there while I'm on TV.
Mm-hmm.
It would just be a totally new dynamic that I'm not used to. I guess, like, theoretically exciting, right? Because, like, there's more options, maybe.
Yes.
But it might be confusing.
But are they, like, genuine options? Are these nice people?
Mm-hmm.
Do you, when you were single, did you have chuckle fuckers? Did you ever fuck anyone after shows?
No, I did not.
Really?
I know. I think I maybe wasn't great at sussing out when somebody was creating an opening for me.
Ah.
And also, and maybe I'm projecting, I could never tell. I don't think I'm not fishing for compliments here or anything.
Oh,
I don't know if I'm someone who women see as like, I want to make a mistake with this guy tonight. I think I give off the vibe of like, this guy might be a responsible father one day. Do you agree with that or no?
Maybe you are kind of like the latter, where I'm like, oh, yes, he seems like he's got his life together.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like that would encourage a woman to hit on you because you're like, well, he might treat me nice. And that's different than the norm. I'll go for that.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very surprised that you've never fucked anyone after a show.
Yeah, I haven't. I feel like in L.A., if you are a white male stand-up comedian and you're not famous yet, which I wasn't, I don't think I'm famous yet still, but before the show, I was like not famous at all. So I'm like a dime a dozen. There's like plenty of me out there. So I don't think I ever reached the status when I was single as a comedian where I would have had the status to do that, I think.
Fair.
I think. I don't know.
I don't know. We'll never know unless we find a DeLorean and go back in time.
Have you had sex with people after shows?
No.
Nicole.
Ladies don't have chuckle fuckers.
Yeah.
They don't. I get a lot of men who are like, whoa, that was actually pretty funny, and I think you should keep doing this. And I'm like, well, thank you. Wow,
yeah.
Joe is your name. Thank you so much, Joe. I was going to give up and kill myself tonight, but now I've got the strength to carry on, Joe. That's what I get after shows.
Yeah.
It's great, and I love it.
That's hell.
Everything is hell. I can't wait for Earth to be done.
I know. It feels like we're getting there.
I think we're getting there pretty fast.
It seems like we're living the last good years right now.
And they're not even that good.
They're not even that good.
The president can't spell hamburger.
No.
That really got me.
Oh, it's so funny. It is so terrible, but it's really so funny what's happening.
Hamburgers.
Good God.
It made me laugh so hard. Maybe harder than it should have. I was really just stuck on that. I was like, how? The way you spelt it is not even a mistake.
do you know
what a hamburger is? Or maybe you think they're hamburgers. Hamburger.
Hamburger. Give me the hamburger.
Oh, man. I mean, the next 2 years are going to be wild. The next 2 to 6 years.
Yeah.
Because he might get reelected.
He could. Or hopefully, or impeach. But it's hard. I have no clue. I have no gut instinct either
way. Me either. But also, impeachment sounds like fun. And I know it's not a fun thing for the person going through it, but like, let's get impeached, right?
It would be so fun to watch him get impeached.
I'm just saying the word impeachment sounds like a good time.
Yeah, impeachment. You want to get impeachment tonight?
Hey, girl, hey. Let's get impeached.
Let's get impeached tonight.
Yeah, you want to get you want to drink some impeachment? Like, it sounds like a nasty little cocktail.
Like a vodka and impeachment. Thank you.
Is this the longest relationship you've been in?
Mm-hmm. I've been in, before that, a year-long relationship. In high school, I was in a year-long relationship. And then as mid-level 20-something, I was in a relationship.
Okay, so this person in high school, where did you... Wait, we need to take a break.
Okay.
Spring is the best time to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards whatever you're looking for. Okay, Peloton can accommodate your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. Even if you only have 5 minutes, there's a class to get your body moving, and I have to stress how important that is. 5 minutes is better than no minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and mood. Move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can just jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day, because that's what it is, a journey. And listen, Peloton has everything you need to get to where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton is something for you. Ooh, the Peloton classes I like to do are strength training. I also like the yoga because I'm always trying to get more flexible because I love doing splits because I'm slutty. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can, like, order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho! Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake.
The right to control your body and get the healthcare everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves healthcare. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
And now we're back. This person in high school, did you meet in biology, algebra, chemistry, or English class? Or civics or economics?
I want it. Or PE or recess or lunchtime. I want to say we met in English class.
Okay.
She was on the dance team.
Oh, not so she could move.
She could move.
Okay.
Although some of the most awkward experiences of my life were watching her and her modern dance troupe. High school modern dance is really something to witness, just like sort of demonic convulsions.
I love it. Everyone in a unitard trying to move.
Yeah. It's so disturbing. It was like, yeah. But she was on the dance team. I was on the drum line.
Okay.
And so it was sort
honestly,
of a match made in
heaven.
Honestly,
it sounds like you're a black man and you went to a black school. Like, you were on drumline, she's on the dance team.
Imagine Nick Cannon. Yeah.
Was she white?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're just a white school who does traditionally black things. Great.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, cool.
We met. I was very nervous. I was very scared of talking to women at that time. I don't really know how it happened. I do remember our first kiss, which it took me a while to build up the courage to kiss her.
Okay.
Was while watching, I believe, the movie Harold and Kumar at my friend's house, who he was also on the drumline, also dating a dancer. We were on, I guess, a double date watching the movie. They started kissing, and then we felt like we also had to start kissing.
I love that your first kiss with this person was purely based on peer pressure.
Terrible. And I remember it was really hard because we were at an angle. She was like lying on my arm, her head sort of down and facing away from me.
Okay.
So I had no easy way of like trying to make it happen. I think I might have even tapped on her head if I can't exactly remember to get her to turn
I
to me.
I hope you tapped on her head and she looked up and then your mouth just came down
tongue
to her.
Tongue first.
Just like, I gotta get it in there. And then how long did you date? A year?
A year.
Okay.
And then it was a terror. There were probably like 3 to 4 months before I ended it. I knew I wanted to end it, but I was so scared of ending it.
Okay.
And eventually I like slowly started being distant from her, which is a terrible thing to do.
So you just like stopped responding on the phone.
Yeah.
You were putting up away messages on AIM. Okay.
I had an outgoing message on my inbox.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Really? Just avoiding her.
It was terrible. And then finally she was like, what is going on? And I was like, let's go to Sonic. And so I picked her up and we went to Sonic. And then I told her that I wanted to break up. And then I started crying.
Did you order first or?
We ordered first.
Okay, good. I wanted her to get some treats.
I was sobbing. She didn't cry at all.
Okay.
And then I think we got tater tots and slushies.
All right. Why were you crying?
I don't know. I think it was just felt traumatizing to me. Or I think I didn't know. I just didn't know how to handle those emotions at all.
Fair, because we don't teach men to have emotions.
That's right.
Which is curious. I wonder why.
Why don't we do that? It seems so obvious that it would be a good
thing
to
do. Right? To be like, they're human beings.
Huh.
They probably feel.
Uh-huh.
No, they don't feel.
They're fine.
They're whatever.
Don't cry, you little pussy.
Don't be a bitch. Have you ever cried breaking up with anybody else?
No. No, I have not.
Okay.
I do. Yeah, I've broken up, I guess, with... I broke up with that girlfriend in my next year-long relationship. I ended that one as well.
Did you do the same thing? Did you get distant?
No. That one I think I handled, I mean, there's no good way to, it's always hell, but mm-hmm. I handled as the best I could, which is that basically the moment I started being like, I don't think I want to be in this, I texted her and was like, we need to talk. And then she was like, I'm coming over right now. And then I frantically Googled how to break up with someone. Tips.
Uh-huh.
And I read a good tip.
What was the tip?
Okay, well, because they were like, you're going to, at some point during the breakup, want to stop breaking up with them.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's mutual, it's going to, the emotion is going to be running so high and you're going to feel so bad mm-hmm. this is happening that you're going to want to be like, never mind, let's not break up. And so the tip was like, know that that's coming and fight through that and just end it.
Okay.
Don't let your like sympathy or whatever get the better of you. Be a cold-hearted psychopath.
Just be really cold, put those emotions in a box, and break her heart.
Have you ever, wait, you, I've been listening to some of your podcasts. You've never been in a long-term relationship.
Sure haven't.
So you've never had to like break up with someone in this way?
Sure haven't.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, it feels awful, unless you are mm-hmm. a psychopath, and it feels worse to be broken up with, no doubt, but if you love, often, even at the end of a relationship, you still love this mm-hmm. person. And it's a nightmare to have to like draw this line in the sand where you're like, you know how we've been hanging out multiple times a week and
we're gonna never do that again.
Never again. It's crazy.
That is crazy. And then you never saw her again. Or did you like hang out one more time?
Well, no, because a mistake I made in a somewhat shorter but still serious relationship in college was we broke up and we were like, let's still remain really close friends mm-hmm. and talk all the time. And it was devastating to do that because it's like reopening a wound over and over mm-hmm. again. And so in this breakup, I was like, I think we can talk a little bit, but I think we need to take a serious break from each other for a few months before mm-hmm. we really talk about this again.
Ah.
So that's what we did. So it really was like a band-aid, and then we didn't speak for a few months, and then we got coffee.
And then it was good, and everyone was doing
everyone
well.
Everyone was like, good, I feel happy all the time now. What a relief.
This is what I needed. I needed to be broken up with so I could really live my true life.
No, neither of us felt good. But it was like obviously the right thing to mm-hmm. do, but it doesn't feel good.
Yeah, I've never been in a long, long-term thing. I've been in like an on and off again thing where like we'd be on and then off for a couple months and then like really wouldn't talk during those months
mm-hmm.
and then on again and talking a lot. It was a very weird thing to be in, but then mm-hmm. also I was like traveling a lot and then working a lot. So then it was like kind of helpful that I was like, oh, I don't have to worry about this person for a couple months.
Yeah.
Ooh, and now he's back in my life. What a treat. And then besides that, I think the longest thing I've been, like nothing ever goes past 2 months for me. I've only I'll only date people for like 2 months and then I guess I did ghost one person that I dated for like 2 months, but also they like ghosted me. Like it was a mutual ghosting where we just like there, we like hung out one last time and then like never really talked to each other again. It was like,
have you in your travels
mm-hmm.
through men?
Yes.
Met anyone where you're like, I think that this would work. And then it just like, have you met an archetype of a person that you're like, this is essentially what I'm looking for?
Yeah, I've met numerous people where I was like, oh, I think this is a person I'd like to spend the next chunk of my life with. And then it always fizzles or it doesn't work out. And a lot of times it's not me. I'm a perfect person. No, I know that like I am a little too much. My schedule is a little bonkers. So I don't know.
It's a fucking cliche, but it is hard to like have a career where you work constantly and also carve out the time to be good to somebody.
Yeah, because it's you. Then you have like two full-time jobs, or like in my case, like four full-time jobs. Because you do a podcast. Mm-hmm. If you're on a show, you're on a show. If you're touring, you're touring. If you're writing something, you have to write shit. And then you're like, oh, and I have to squeeze in a relationship. That's very hard.
Yes, it is.
And exhausting. How do you do it? Do you like date night? Do people have date nights in relationships? This is a weird question.
We kind of do. I mean, we don't have like, we're not so deep into the relationship where we're like, we have to be robotic about it now mm-hmm. because all of the romance is gone. But we do go on date. I think it's still good because you can just slip into like, it's so nice to like do nothing together and like come home and like let's order food and like do nothing that you I do notice like it's good to sometimes make the effort of like let's dress up, let's put clothes on and go out into the world and present ourselves, you know. So yeah, I guess we kind of do.
What was the last date night you had?
We went to this restaurant in Highland Park called
what was the restaurant called?
Fuck, what is it called? Not Birds?
No. Birds is on Franklin.
It's not that. It's like, it's not Birds in a Feather. Fuck, it's something like that. Little Bird? Little Bird Boy?
I hope that's the name of the restaurant.
We went to this restaurant called Little Bird Boy. And
a little boy served us a cooked bird.
Actually, you know what? Something a little crazy happened to me on that date. So we went out. And we got a little bit dressed up. I think I wore a sports jacket. I looked like a young, responsible father.
Nice.
And we got there, and we sat down, and I needed to use the restroom. So we'd been there less than 5 minutes. I go, it's a single-stall restroom. A young woman comes up next to me and is like, are you waiting? I was like, yeah. And then she like was kind of staring at me. And then the person in the restroom came out. I went to use the restroom, came out. And I was like, all yours. And she's like, haha. And then she grabbed my arm and said, you're so beautiful.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. And I think what she was hoping, or the vibe I got was, come into this restroom with me.
Oh my God, she wanted to fuck you.
I think, yeah.
Right after you either took a dump or just peed a little.
I had just peed a little. And I was on a date night wearing a sports jacket. And yes, I look beautiful.
Maybe she had never seen a man wearing a sport coat. What is a, like a blazer?
It's a blazer.
Why is it called a sport coat?
I don't know. I think.
Why do we call them restrooms? I'm never taking a rest.
I know.
I'm always pushing one out.
I have taken rests in restrooms at jobs. I've like slept in the bathroom.
Once fell asleep at JFK in a like on a toilet because I was pretty hungover. It was like, this cold stall, like the little partition was so cold on my face. I was like, this feels so good. So then I set an alarm in my phone so I wouldn't miss my flight.
I've done that. Not in the restroom, but at an airport, I've fallen asleep.
It's tough to travel when you're hungover.
It feels terrible. One of the worst experiences I ever had traveling was coming back from Montreal. I woke up at 2:30 the previous morning. I was at Just for Laughs. I was drunk, and I passed on the way out of the bar a true TV stand that was handing out bagel and lox, raw salmon.
Oh.
And I decided at 2:30 in the morning that it was a good idea to eat one of those.
No.
I woke up, realized I had made a terrible mistake.
Oh, no.
I was like, my flight left in like 3 hours, but I was like, I have to get to a pharmacy. So I called an Uber. Got into the Uber to go to a pharmacy. Within 2 minutes, I had him pulled over and was throwing up out the side of the Uber. He was furious at me, totally understandably, because I just got into his car and immediately started throwing up like a fucking maniac. So he then,
I need to get in this car.
So then he like minutes later pulled over and kicked me out. It was like made me walk the rest of the way.
Oh no.
So then I stumbled to the pharmacy, bought a bunch of medicine in French. I didn't know what any of it really was. And then traveled my flight got delayed, 16-hour flight with like mild food poisoning on the way back.
No.
Terrible.
That is bad.
It was bad.
I truly just am pretty hungover on flights and have to eat a bunch of Pepto-Bismol to the point where my poop turns black, and then I worry I'm going to die.
What?
Then I have to remember that I took a bunch of Pepto-Bismol. You didn't know that if you take...
My God.
I think it's charcoal. I think it's just pink charcoal. And
why doesn't it turn pink?
I don't know, but your shit turns blacker than the night. So like if you take enough of it and you take a dump, you will look in the toilet and go, this is death.
I'm dying.
And you're like, I don't really feel good. This is it. And then you're like, oh, nope, just ate a bunch of Pepto-Bismol. I think that is a side effect. I could be wrong.
What profession do you imagine yourself settling down with?
A bus driver. Wait, what do you mean? Nope, I answered the question before I heard the whole question.
Also a bad answer.
Wait,
no offense to bus drivers.
Like settling, like an occupation for my significant other? I thought you were asking about me. I want to be a bus driver. That's really, you'd I want to be like, really funny honk, bus driver. Get on! And they'd be like, Nicole, why don't you honk the real horn? I'm like, because then traffic will think I'm trying to tell them something. Honk, honk, get on! That'll be my catchphrase. People will make shirts. It's going to be great. But,
I feel like I want to see that TV show. It's called Honk, Honk,
honk,
get,
honk
on.
Get On. It's 30 seconds long. I'm always with a different wig, different hair.
Every episode you say, Honk, Honk, get on, the children get on, and then you crash the bus.
And then we all die. Each episode, I'm like more and more hurt.
Yeah.
Honk, honk, get on. It's like, Nicole, are you okay?
Stop filming this show.
I keep crashing. Let's see. Okay. I guess I thought I'd end up with, like, a comic. That doesn't seem to be the prophecy fulfilling.
No.
Unless it, like, I wait a couple years and everyone's, like, coming out of divorces and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I was like, maybe a producer. But then I was like, producers make a lot of money. And I feel like they want, like, a prize, like a trophy-esque, like,
wife.
Hey,
Nicole, maybe you are a prize.
No! I'm too loud to be somebody's prize!
I'm your prize! Honk, honk, I'm your prize.
Honk, honk, I'm your trophy wife. Like, I don't think it works for me. Like, I think a trophy wife has to be quiet.
Mm.
I think that's part of it, because, like, you're a trophy.
You're stoic and
quiet.
You're an object.
And they're like, she's not a trophy wife. She's a loud wife. Mm. This is my loud wife. I think that's how someone would have to introduce me.
Yeah.
Do you want to meet my loud wife?
I suppose more than profession, you're just looking for someone who is secure with himself.
Yeah, I want someone who, like, knows who they is.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who likes me.
Because
I've dated people who seem to, like, in hindsight, I was like, oh, I think they liked the idea of me, but, like, didn't actually like me.
Right.
Which is a hard thing to grapple. Grapple.
Sure.
Grapple. That means hold on to.
This has been an extremely informative podcast. We learned that Pepto turns your shits black.
Uh-huh.
And we learned about the word grapple.
Grapple means hold on to.
Yeah, it's tough. I've had some of my girlfriend's friends be like, do you have any friends you can introduce? And I'm like, no.
But like, why?
I don't. Well, comedians are tough. Comedians are they're tough. They're tricky. You need, like, I rarely would want to be like, and here's a comedian for you. It needs to be someone who's probably seeking that out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't even know who, like, is ever seeking out a comedian.
I know.
Other than, like, a comedian.
But you have something else that many comedians don't have, which is success. You're a successful comedian.
I'm doing all right.
You're doing great.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. I've asked lots of male friends if they have any old person that they'd want to set me up with. And everyone's like, let me think about it. Nobody has ever been like, thought about it.
Yeah.
And yes.
And here he is, Darren.
I would love to meet Darren. I would love to meet him.
Darren has big muscles and a strong mind.
Sure. Okay. I'm into Darren. I like big muscles. A strong mind is sounds like a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any friends for me?
I've got one guy that I've thought. I don't know if he's. I could tell you about him, but I don't know.
Okay.
He doesn't have big muscles.
That's fine.
Okay, he's an editor.
Okay, that's great.
He's very open-minded, kind. Almost, he's a little quiet. Like he might be a yin to your yang.
Okay,
like he would not. He's extremely funny. But he's not as high energy as you are.
Okay.
Although I would imagine you're not this high energy all the time.
I mean, for the most part, I'm screaming.
Even when you're sleeping, your snores are like.
Well, I do moan in my sleep.
You do? What?
My friend Marcy and I were, where were we? I can't remember, but she was like, Nicole, do you know how you currently sleep? And I was like, no, how? She's like, you buried your face in the pillow and moaned for most of the night. So, like, I slept with my hands under my face into the pillow, just going,
So you... You must have been having a good dream.
Yes, and then she had told me, and then I was like, this makes sense as to why flight attendants say to me, well, you slept well, didn't you? Because I guess they're like, she's having a full-blown sex dream. But I'm not having sex dreams. I'm just moaning.
That is such in line with you as a person that you are emitting pleasurable moans while asleep. It's like a cartoon character.
But yep, I'm like this most of the time. Okay, tell me more about this boy. Where does he live? Where in LA?
Los Feliz.
Ooh, that's close to where maybe I live.
Oh, yeah? Can you be a little more vague about that, actually? I'd like to know a little less about where you live.
Maybe it's close to where my dwelling is.
But maybe not.
But maybe not. Who knows?
Wait, Nicole, I assume you share your address with your listeners, don't you? Why wouldn't you do that?
I used to say my old address on stage all the time.
Oh, my God.
All the time. Because I was like, I dare you. I dare you to come to my house. It's an apartment building. Yeah. There are so many doors. Like, you're not going to figure out which door is my door. Uh-huh. And I was right. Nobody ever came. Okay, so he lives maybe sort of close to me, but maybe not. I don't really know.
Yeah.
Is he single?
Yeah. He's...
Tell him about me.
Okay.
Okay, what would you... how would you do this? How are you going to set me up?
Well, okay, you know what I would do?
Do it right now.
I'll get him on the phone. That would be really good podcasting.
Yeah,
actually,
call him.
It would be terrible. He would feel so awkward.
Oh, okay.
And you know, because I've never been set up... but the way that I've tried to do it in the past is to not tell either party that it's happening and to just create a circumstance where they're in the same vicinity, like in a small gathering together.
So you are a villain who is orchestrating something good.
That's what I'm trying to do. Because I've always imagined if someone was like, I want to set you up with her, we're going to go hang out together in a confined space where you both know that the intention is for you to like each other. Mm-hmm. Feels like too much pressure.
It does feel like a little bit of pressure. But I now know about this.
Mm-hmm.
I now have your phone number. I'm going to bother you about this probably tomorrow. So, okay, what are you going to say to him? You have to tell him, you have to tell him about me. What are you going to say? I'm so excited. I'm going to marry this man.
Well, let me ask you this before we get into what I'll say.
Okay.
You seem to be in a place, and I don't mean to psychoanalyze you or give you advice.
I have
a terrible habit of giving too much advice. But you seem to be in a place where you, and I know that this is a complicated, I've had friends go through this before, you want this too badly. You do, because like it's fucked up your mindset about it, I think.
Oh,
don't
maybe.
You think so?
Yes.
Like the fact that you were like, I want to be in a relationship is like, of course, but no way you're going to meet somebody in this mindset.
Okay. Well, what mindset do I have to get into?
You have to stop. You can't give a fuck. That's when it happens. Now, that's a conundrum, though. I this is why it's terrible advice I'm giving you, because you can't turn that off, obviously. But I think there's a little bit of truth to it. It's like you're too fixated on it right now.
Okay.
Do you feel that at all, or am I off base by saying that, do you think?
No. I mean, I do a full podcast about it.
Yeah.
Literally try to figure out how to get a husband. So, yes, I am fully fixated on it.
Yeah. But, I mean, I get it. And there's no way to turn it off. But I guess, like, to be honest, if I were single.
Yes.
And I'm like, maybe Nicole, but your attitude was like, I want to get married. I would be like, I wonder if it's the right time with Nicole.
Oh no. Oh no.
But
okay.
I could be dead wrong. I'll only speak for myself there. But do you empathize with this, or do you relate to that at all, or no?
Yes, I guess, because if you do know who I am, you've watched Nailed It. Which means before we go out, you've probably Googled me.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, she has a podcast called Why Won't You Date Me?
Yeah.
And now I'm going to go on a date with her. This is a little overwhelming because I know she wants a relationship.
Yeah.
But that being said, it's nice. I think it's nice that a dude would go into a date with me being like, she wants a relationship.
Totally. He knows that's true. That is the other side of that, is he knows what your intentions are.
Yeah. So it's like right off the bat. if you're going to go on a date with me, this is what I'm looking for. I don't have to tell you.
And can I also talk to the viewers directly right now?
Yes, please.
And
talk
just
to their ears.
Say that I characterized Nicole screaming, I want to be married, in a little bit of an unfair way, because Nicole, in my experience, is an extremely warm, inviting, cool individual.
Matt?
And every time I talk to her, I feel understood implicitly in a way that makes me feel good about myself, and I feel lucky to know Nicole.
Matt.
And I just want to tell any men out there, any good non-piece of shit men who are potentially interested in Nicole, don't take my characterization the wrong way. I think she would be great to date.
Hey, thank you. What a lovely PSA. And I really hope the man who was like, you know what I like, Nicole?
Yeah.
Like, turn it off right as soon as you're like, she wants to get married. And he's like, well, now I can't. She wants to get married.
Yeah, I fucked it up
earlier.
But
here's the thing. I don't want to get married.
You don't?
No, and I'm not looking for like a forever person. I'm looking for the next chunk of my life person.
I see. Sure, that's healthy. That's actually very healthy.
I came to that like a realization in therapy.
Nice.
Because I was like, I don't think I want to get married until like that, like, I don't know, till
yeah.
we both decide that like maybe that's a thing we want to do.
Totally.
And have a good time with some friends. But I don't know. It was just the next chunk of time, maybe like a couple months,
yeah.
maybe a year. Who knows? Mm-hmm. I don't care. I just want to tee hee hee and giggle with somebody.
It is nice. That is, and I don't mean to rub this in. But I'm about to do it.
Do it.
The loveliest aspect of a relationship is being lying on a couch watching TV.
That's what I want.
That's prime time for me.
And I don't even know how that happens. Like, when did you guys decide that you watch TV together?
I don't know. We
Nobody
just
ever
kept,
knows. Nobody it, can pinpoint things
no,
for me.
It just used. I just stumbled into it. I I've been listening to your podcast more since when I knew I was coming on it. And a question you'll often ask is, when did you have like the conversation of mm-hmm. like why you're exclusive or like are we exclusive?
Yes.
And I was thinking back to that, and we had it about 3-4 months in, but I don't mm-hmm. know why we did it. I was like, why did we have that conversation? I guess because you hit a point where you're like,
because you want to know if they're stepping out in these
yeah.
streets fucking other people.
I remember thinking, because I brought it up to her,
mm-hmm.
and I remember having the thought of, if I'm deep enough in this and I care about her, even though it's only a few months, enough to where if I found out she was sleeping with someone else, at this point it would hurt my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I need to tell her that. And I think that's literally what I told her.
Ah.
But we just stumbled into it. It kept being one of those things where it's like, oh, we still like each other after mm-hmm. this date. Oh, I think I want to go out with her again. And then more and more, and then it just snowballed.
I'm just trying to sit on someone's couch.
Nicole needs a couch. Nicole sits on her floor at home.
I don't have a couch in my house. So I got to just hang out on your couch.
That's your main motive for getting into a relationship.
Yeah, so I have a place to sit. Yeah, I just feel like it would be like my roommates in a relationship, and I look at them and I'm like, seems like you're having a great time. You're just like
yeah.
planning stuff and hanging out, and you whisper at each other.
Why do you keep whispering?
Why can't I listen?
Why are you telling each other secrets?
I want to know what the secrets are. I just want to be in a secret with somebody. But also, I don't know. I'm not looking right now.
Sure.
Like, I have my apps still. They're still a blazing.
Mm-hmm.
They're still a going.
Yeah.
But I don't really check them mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah.
Because I'm just tired.
You get burned out on it. Because it's like,
yes.
you go on so many dates. And what sucks about first dates, especially from online dating, is like within 5 minutes, you know.
Yes.
Like I'd sit down with someone, even sometimes, this is maybe too judgmental, but like I'd see him as I walked in and be like, I fucked up. This is already, I know they're wearing too many sequins. I never had the gall to be like, with a half an hour and be like, I already know I don't want this. I would we'd have two drinks and
I've only done that twice.
Yeah.
Where it was like a cash only bar and I like didn't have any more cash and neither did he. And he's like, we could go to an ATM or go to the bar across the street. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm just going to go home. And then his response was, but I live over there. And I was like, I was like, well, I hope you make it over there. Okay. I like didn't know what to say. I was like, does he want me to like fuck him?
Yeah.
He was so boring.
Yeah.
I can't do that. That's rewarding bad behavior.
That's true.
And then there was this other guy who just was boring and I didn't like him.
I know.
So I had like three drinks and I was like, you know what? I have to go home. And he's like, oh, that sucks. And I was like, it does, doesn't it? And then and then I like ran away.
Oh.
He was so boring people. I'm like, how? Are you listening?
I know. Well, I've thought about this a little bit because we are in very close proximity to wildly entertaining people. We're comedians and we know other comedians who are like trained to be entertaining.
Uh-huh.
And so we have a little bit of a unfair, maybe, or skewed perspective on that. Even though it's correct.
Mm-hmm.
I've often thought like it's tough to compete with, for example, you. Like, I know you. So like if I were to go on a first date, it'd be like, well, they're not as fucking entertaining as Nicole Byer. So who the fuck is this person?
I feel like that all the time. Cause I'm like, I could just be with my friends who make me laugh. And I have a great time with, but they don't fuck me.
Why won't my friends fuck me?
Yeah, why won't my friends fuck me?
That's your new podcast.
Yep. And it's like one question, why won't you fuck me? And I'm like, because we're friends. That's the end of that podcast episode.
All
Thank you for listening.
Aboard the bus.
Honk, honk, get on the bus. But yeah, whenever I go out on a date, it takes me like a hot second to remember that they don't perform for a living and they're doing their best.
Yeah, I know. Because I would, too. I don't know if you do this, but I would, even if I knew, I was like, I don't think this is good. I don't really care for this person. I found myself having the instinct I do, like, as a performer, where I'm like, well, I'll pick up the slack. I'll make this.
Yes.
I'm going to try to make this great, even though I know this isn't good. So then sometimes it would almost on the surface feel like a good date, or they might get that perception, which was probably shitty of me in just a subtle way where I was like, I was leading them on inadvertently almost.
But it's not leading them on. It's like, well, I'm here too, so I better have a good time.
That's true. That's exactly right.
But yeah, I've had people asking for second dates where I was like, how did you think the first one was good?
Yeah.
You were very boring. I was hilarious. I understand why you want to go out with me again, but why would you want me to go out with you again?
You brought nothing to the table.
You truly came to the table empty-handed. You didn't even have hands.
Well, these boring people will meet other boring people, and they'll have
and
great relations.
And then they'll get married, and then they'll have fucking boring
tell each other
children
secrets.
Who look like nasty little potatoes.
Good God. Your little potato children.
Well, Matt.
Yeah.
We've come to the end.
Yes.
Usually I ask my guests if they would date me, but you already said you would. I feel like you said it. Wait, did I make that up?
I'm going to let you believe whatever you want to believe.
Wait, Matt, would you date me if you weren't in a relationship?
Honestly, in this moment, I don't think I would because of this podcast. Is that? Okay. Well, I'll tell you. There are three reasons I won't date you.
Sick.
I'm in a relationship.
Yeah.
We're both comedians.
Yeah.
That would make me nervous. And the public nature. However, were none of those in place,
yeah,
I would be interested.
Sick. So if we were just two fucking people living in Boise, Idaho,
Boise,
we would be dating. Ooh, baby.
Oh yeah.
Boise is great.
Boise is great. Get on the bus.
Honk honk. Get on the bus. We go to Boise. Matt, do you have anything you would like to promote?
Watch my TV show Corporate on Comedy Central every Tuesday at 10:30. I think it's really funny. I think you'll like it a lot. And follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Matt Inga Bretson.
Yes, yes, yes. Honestly, your show's very funny.
Thank you, Nicole. I appreciate that.
Okay. What episode did I watch at Good Heroine?
You watched an episode called The Concert, which is about the struggle as you get a little older to continue to go out at night. That's
watch it this Tuesday. I laughed and laughed. But Corporate is very dark and very funny. I really, really like it. I could go on all day about how much I like your TV show, but I won't. Because we're not dating and I don't have to compliment you. Okay, if you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, please subscribe, rate it 5 stars. If you send me something dirty, I will read it. This person said, "Dear Nicole, you are so sexy, smart, and funny. I would date you. I know you don't like soup, so when we went out and got served soup, I take your portion, put it in your pussy, then slurp it out with my mouth. You never have to eat soup again if you were my girl. Then I toss your salad because I like a balanced meal." Honestly, is it hot soup? Like, is my pussy going to get scalded? Like, I'm a little worried about this proposal.
Yeah.
Like, also, a UTI might happen. Also, like, what if a noodle travels to my uterus?
The traveling noodle. Would you be more inclined if it was a lentil soup or maybe a broccoli cheese?
Maybe the broccoli cheese would be better because cheese is like dairy. Dairy is like yogurt. Yogurt balances your pussy. I think I'm wrong. I don't really know. Anywho, thank you for listening. Bye bye. I fell off a cliff.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at tmobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at tmobile.com.